Marcus Sahaba Online Radio, serving you wherever you are.
Alhamdulillah, nahmaduhu wa nusalli ala rasulil kareem. Amma ba'd, subhanaka la ilma lana illa ma 'allamtana innaka antal alimul hakim. Rabbi shrah li sadri wa yassir li amri wahlul 'uqdatam min lisani yafqahu qawli. Esteemed listeners of Marcus Sahaba, the voice of Ahlul Sunnah, we welcome you to this program, Al-Fiqhu ala al-Madahib al-Arba'ah, and that is jurisprudence according to the four schools of thought. Today's date is the 25th Dhul Hijjah 1442, corresponding to the date 5th of August 2021. Today's topic is the Islamic calendar, and it is relevant as we are approaching the end of the month, entering into our new Islamic year. And you can send your queries to 084-786-3132. And the other number, if you're in a foreign country, it will be +278-4786-3132. We have our Honorable Mufti Saab here. Let's welcome Hadrat Mufti Saab. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Barakallahu feekum wa anazaid khan. Jazakallahu khairan.
Mufti Saab, today, as we mentioned, the topic is the Islamic calendar, and we have a few questions here. The first question is, when did the Islamic calendar begin?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, nahmaduhu wa nusalli ala rasulihil kareem, amma ba'd, all praise due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Yes, that's a very important question. When did our Islamic calendar commence and begin? It's a lengthy discussion. I'll just summarize it quickly. Almighty Allah Jalla Wala informs us in Surah 9, Surah Tawbah, Chapter 9, Verse 36, Inna iddata shuhuri inda Allahi ithna ashara shahra fi kitabillahi yawma khalaqa samawati wal ard minha arbatun hurum. Verily the amount of lunar months are 12, and this was already ordained and prescribed by Almighty Allah Jalla Wala the day He created the entire universe. So it shows that our Islamic lunar calendar is old as time itself, is from time immemorial. So that is one. Number two, if you just juxtapose it, remember with the Julian calendar, with the Gregorian calendar, we are now in August. Any person who even knows the rudiments and the basics of Latin will tell you September, Sept means 7, October, Oct means 8, November, Nov means 9, December, Dec means 10. So the Julian calendar had 10 months only, and the beginning of the month or beginning of the year was 1st of March, hence September was the 7th, so that is September 7th, October the 8th month, and November 9th, the 9th, and December the 10th. So many changes it went and evolved and changed and amendments. Then Pope Gregory came, and remember that it became known as the Gregorian calendar, and still they could not come right. Remember what they did, that they took an idol, Janus, and that's how January came into being, then February also, all pagan idols' names. And you see that some months are 28, some 29, some 30, some 31. If that poor guy was born on the 29th of February, his or her birthday will be only after 4 years. So in Islam, it's straightforward. We work with a lunar calendar. You have 29 days. You scan the sky, and if the moon, the crescent is sighted, then it means the next month has started. And if the moon is not sighted, the crescent is not sighted, then that month will be 30 days. And then automatically after that will will be the first. So it shows Islam, where a person just looks at the waxing and the waning of the moon, whether it's in the ocean, in the forest, in the jungle, wherever he or she is, so they will know approximately what the date is. So you see, till today people get confused regarding February and so forth. So when anything is man-made, it has to go and evolve and change, like the Gregorian calendar, Julian calendar, and so forth. So that's point number one. Point number two is, how did it come into existence? Remember, before Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wasallam's Milad Mubarak, honorable birth, they used to take the major incidents. For example, if you ask, when was Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wasallam's honorable birth? So they will say, Wulid al-Nabiyyu sallallahu alayhi wasallam am al-fil, that the extraordinary event took place of the elephants, Surah Fil. So in the Noble Quran, the chapter regarding the elephant. So after that incident, then Habibuna Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wasallam's Mubarak and Miladun Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam took place. So from there we understand that they would just take one, two of the great and significant important events and incidents, and that is how they will work with their calendar. And Surah Fil is chapter 105 of the Noble Quran. Thereafter, remember that Mustafa, for example, now that our calendar works with the Hijra calendar. So Hijra means the migration from Makkah Mukarramah to Medina Munawwara. So why not with the birth of somebody? Why not with the demise of somebody? If it should be with the birth, then the Ummah should just be celebrating and be happy. And if it was with the death and demise, the Ummah should just be grieving and be sad. So Islam said, no, your starting point will be the Hijra. Why the Hijra? Because you must remember, the Ummah has to make sacrifices. See the sacrifices by the Master alayhi salam, leaving Makkah Mukarramah, crying, إِنَّكِ لَأَحَبُّ الْبِلَادِ إِلَيَّ يَا مَكَّةِ. Oh Makkah, you are the most beloved city to me. لَوْلَا أَخْرَجُونِ مِنْكْ مَا خَرَجْتُ. If they not sent me in exile, I should not have left you. Open Mishkat Sharif, Mustada Ahmed, so many books, Siratul Nabi, you will find all these type of things there. So the point we're making is that this Ummah must realize the importance of Hijrah, the lessons to learn. And then we also see our fasting, our Eid celebration, Eid al-Fitr, Eid al-Adha, our Hajj. Remember, all it rotates. In my life, I went 2 full circles already. So you must remember that now you juxtapose, compare that with the non-Muslim, they are Christians, for example, that what they do, their Christmas, their New Year. You go to America, Canada. I was there in 2000. It's so cold, you can't go out. It's minus 12, minus 15, minus 18, minus 20 degrees. Whole life you'll experience like that. South Africa, sunny South Africa, summer your whole life. So Islam brought about a just system which rotates. So sometime we will fast in summer, sometime winter, Hajj and pilgrimage, same thing. So everywhere the wisdom of Almighty Allah. Then the practical implementation took place during the reign of Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anh. Sahaba said, like Abu Musa Ashari radiallahu anhu and them. So if you have the book Akhbar Umar by Allama Tantawi rahimahullah, you will find the details there. They said, Ya Amir al-Mu'mineen, that there's so many futuhat, that Islam is spreading so fast, alhamdulillah, that we don't know which letter came first, which letter came second, and correspondence, arrikh lana, that let us start some date every day, not just major significant events. So after Mashura, Sayyidina Usman, Sayyidina Ali, all of them, radiallahu anhu majma'in, and then they reach consensus, hence nobody can say it's bid'ah and so forth, Allah forbid. Alaykum bi sunnati wa sunnatil khulafai rashidin al-mahdiyin. So this was in the 16th year of the Hijrah, 636, 637, according to the Gregorian, some say 636, some say 637. So Gregorian calendar, be that as it may, and that's how the calendar started practically. And when that is the trench, so that is the 4th year. Siddiqa Sayyida Aisha radiallahu anha, the enemies, the munafiqeen hypocrites, made wild allegations. Allah Jalla Wala revealed the verses, and that was in the fifth year, the Ghazwa Banu Mustalik. Sixth year was Hudaybiyah in Zulqa'dah, and then seventh year in Muharram was Khaybar. Eighth year was Fateh Makkah, remember, in Ramadan, and ninth year was Tabuk in the month of Rajab, and then it went into Sha'ban, and the tenth year was Hajjatul Wida, and that is obviously in Zulhijjah, and 11th year in Rabiul Awwal was the demise of the Master alayhi salam. So these are the most significant events that took place from the time of the Hijrah right till the demise of Habibuna Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wasallam. So that is what we speak about of Islamic lunar calendar, and regarding this month that's starting now next week inshallah. So that is Muharram here in South Africa and many other countries. Monday night we will scan the sky. It's over about 25 hours depending where you are and so forth. So it will be sighted inshallah Aziz, we hope so. Then Tuesday will usher in the first of Muharram. And remember in that same verse, Surah 9 verse 36, O Almighty Allah states, Minha Arbatun Hurum, four are sacred months. So which are the four sacred months mentioned in Bukhari Sharif? Thalathun Mutawaliyat, and that are three consecutive months, Zulqa'dah, Zulhijjah, Muharram. Zulqa'dah, the month people would go for Hajj. People will be sitting, no warfare. Zulhijjah, the month people will perform Hajj. Muharram, Aykudumul Hujjaj. So that time, no planes and all that. So remember, it take them half month, 1 month to travel, so they would reach their homes and countries and all of that safely and so on. And the fourth month, Rajab. During the course of the year, you want to go for Umrah, minor pilgrimage, so you have a safe passage. So these are the wisdom of all these months. Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen.
Mufti Sahib, are there any consequences if one does not follow the Islamic calendar?
The serious consequences, and I will give you three things that you should know about. Almighty Allah Jalla Wala tells us what happened prior to Islam, and I'll tell you what is happening nowadays as well, because this Ummah is fast asleep, majority of the people, and even ulama, those who know cannot speak, summun bukmun umyun, they are silent, they know why they are silent. So remember, it's compulsory upon the ulama to speak of this type of issues. So Almighty Allah Jalla Wala teaches us in the Noble Quran, innaman nasi'u. You see, chapter 9, verse 36, speaks about the Islamic calendar. Chapter 9, verse number 37. So Almighty Allah speaks about Nasi. Nasi means ta'khir, intercalation. And that is deferring and postponing the months and so forth and so on. Allah Ta'ala says, innaman nasi'u ziyadatun fil kufri. So you must remember that this is an addition to kufr. So they had these 4 months, and these four sacred months, this is Surah 9 verse 37. So they had these months, and they knew that these are the holy months, sacred months, Zulqa'dah, Zulhijjah, Muharram, and the month of Rajab. So let's say there was a war, or there was a battle going on. They said, no, let us just carry on. We will say this month is not Zulqa'dah, or Zulhijjah is the month of Safar, or Rabiul Awwal, or so. And then we will arrange it, and we will rearrange it, and so forth. We will make it right afterwards. So Almighty Allah calls it kufr. Remember that. So let me show you in this day and this age how the Saudi authorities are misleading the Ummah. See, so I'll send it out this afternoon. Today I'll send out everything. Documented evidence. So you must remember, if you read and study their calendar, they already announced that this coming Monday, you must remember the 9th of August will be, this coming Monday, will be the first of Muharram 1443. That's already announced. And they call it, if you know anything, how they work, the Taqweem Umm al-Qura, the calendar following Umm al-Qura. So Umm al-Qura means the Makkah calendar, right? Makkah is the mother of all towns and all cities. We got no problem with that. But the way they work, that is same like Nasi, is haram totally and misleading, is dal and mudwil and totally unacceptable. So you must remember what we are doing here in South Africa. We have to thank Cape Town and the Mankakers. The Moon Sami is there for 70 years, 75 years and more. They have documentation every month. No country in the world has that. So Allah Ta'ala reward them for that. So let me give you, you must remember how things are working. You see, on Sunday will be the birth of the moon, okay, Sunday. And now if you take Saudi Arabia, so by the time sunset, all that takes place in some towns, some cities is 2 hours, some is 2.5, maximum is 3 hours, 3.5 hours. So who in his right mind can say that they sighted the moon after 2, 2.5, 3, 3.5 hours? No way in the world can it be possible. I went once with them personally. Remember that in our conferences and so forth. So one day there was a delegation from UK. My student was there, Sheikh Suleiman Ghani Molana. So he told me we're going. So I said, I'm coming with. So Alhamdulillah, we went and I saw. So they take you in the mountain and everything. And then they see in the telescope. And they have about 6 or 7 centers throughout Saudi Arabia and so forth. Now just look at this one. Yeah, I just want to show you one easy example. So they say 3 to 4 hours before the sunset, you must remember the birth of the moon conjunction takes place. That's a technical term. And the next day is first. This is exactly what the Jews do. Remember that. And Quran warned us so many places, never follow what the Jews and them are doing. So you must remember. So if the birth of the moon takes place after sunset, then they will say, you must remember that the next day is 30th. Islam does not work like that, so you must remember. It happened to us, and I mentioned it already about a few weeks ago. After Hajj, we were about 13, 14 or 15 of us, ulama and sheikhs and imams and what. They invited us for a qaza course, qazi course. So mashallah, they treat you very well, alhamdulillah, when you are a guest. We've been several times for conferences. And so lo and behold, we were in Muharram day in Riyadh. So the greatest sheikhs and imams of them are there, and even today it's like that, are the Grand Mufti, Al-Mufti Al-Am. And it's the same Mufti, Sheikh Abdul Aziz bin Abdullah Ali Sheikh. You must remember he was a deputy to Sheikh bin Baz, and after Sheikh bin Baz, Rahimahullah, passed away, he became the Grand Mufti. And at that time, the Grand, the Ra'isul Quzat, Qazil Quzat, Chief Justice was Sheikh Salih Luhayma Luhaydan. So we met them, spoke to them, everything. Then they want to ask questions. So they, in a conference, if you want to ask questions, you write it down and you post the question. So you ask Sheikh, that Sheikh, you're the Mufti, the Grand Mufti, when is Ashura? So I can't remember the exact day now, but this is what the incident happened. So he said Wednesday, for example. So okay, Wednesday. Now we go to the other Grand, the Chief Justice. We asked him, Sheikh, Fazilatul Sheikh, when is this thing? Ashura, I say Thursday. Say, Subhanallah, both of you are sitting here in Riyadh, and both of you are such here, and you are already confused. So how are you going to lead the Ummah in this? Now my question to you, therefore I have these programs. I'm amazed, really astonished. I find our Mawlanas, our Imams, our Muftis, our Sheikhs, and so forth, some in America, some in Canada, some in UK, and other parts of the world, now see what they will do. The Arab world also, this is my question to them. Saudi announces that Monday is first Muharram. But there's no sighting at all. There's no question of sighting. It's 3 hours, 2.5 hours, 3 hours, maximum 3.5, 4 hours. Can never be more than that. I got all the calculations. I'll send it out in the afternoon because I'm busy now and so forth. So, and I'll put my comments there as well. So this is a perfect example of Nasi. Ziyadatun fil kufri. You're doing this deliberately, not from now, for years and years it's going on. 1984, they had 28 days, you must remember, of Ramadan. In 2004, they changed the date of Hajj after 3 days and 4 days or something. So, and now again this is happening. Now the question arises, I posed this question in a conference to the Grand Mufti. They tell me your citing regarding the other months besides Ramadan and Shawwal. He said, we don't do citing, laysa fiha ahkam. That is his words. I'm quoting him verbatim. So he said, now how can you say laysa fiha ahkam? One of the most important fasts in Islam besides Ramadan is Ashura fast. Authentic hadith in Tirmidhi Sharif, Muslim Sharif, various you will find that about Ashura, and Tirmidhi Sharif says, afdalus siyam ba'da shahri Ramadan, shahrullah al-muharram. Imam Tirmidhi brought a separate tarjamatul bab regarding Muharram, and then a separate tarjamatul bab, a heading for Ashura, to show one is Muharram fast and one is Ashura. So now, when you know Sheikh Lutfullah Abbasi, rahimahullah, is the sage of the age, he used to tell me, he used to get very happy when I used to speak Arabic only. He used to tell me, you're one of the few people here who speak Arabic only with me. Everybody is Urdu. So many times he used to tell. So anyway, he used to tell me, Sheikh. So I asked him, Sheikh, what you do, Fazilatul Ustad, Sheikh, regarding Ashura? He said, Nasum yawm at-tasi wal ashir wal ahadi ashir. We also confused, we don't know what to do, so instead of fasting 2 days, we fast 3 days. See, that is the. But now they make a mistake and they're continuing. So how can you just be following them like blind people? That is the question I'm posing. So it's a great disservice done to the ummah. We must remember these are things many ulama know, but they'll cop for silence and they won't speak about it. Do we know the hidden agenda and the ulterior motive? Well, haqwa haqwa yuttaba. Remember, the truth has to be spoken.
Mufti Saab, the next question is, why did Islam choose the lunar calendar and why?
Okay, we discussed that already. Let us, the next question is about the Shias, I think.
The next question, what the virtues of Muharram?
So you must remember, I mentioned that already about the virtues of Muharram. Remember, it's mentioned in the Quran Sharif, Surah 9, verse 36. And then the next one is the hadith I just quoted now, that Ahabbu Siyami ilallah, Ba'da Shahri Ramadan, Shahrullah Muharram, and then the day of Ashura. So let me just go on to the next one, which is very important, before we go for the break and so forth. So we must know, today is Thursday, right? So I'm just giving an example. If somebody passes away tomorrow on a Friday, Sheikh Abul Hasan al-Nadwi, Nawwar Allahu marqadahu, Allah Jalla Wala gave him death on a Friday in Ramadan. We performed the Salatul Janaza in Haramul Makki in 1999. In the last 10 days, on the 27th night of Ramadan, I was there in Makkah. 2 million people were there, plus minus. So we must remember, so what will we say? We will say that Almighty Allah Jalla Wala honored him and elevated him by giving him death with Iman and Islam on a Friday in Ramadan. Wa wasa'im, he was reading Quran, Surah Yasin, when Malakul Maut came, فَبَشِّرْهُ بِمَغْفِرَةِ وَأَجْرٍ كَرِيمٍ. He reached that verse, وَانْتَقَلَ إِلَىٰ رَحْمَةِ اللَّهِ. Give glad tidings to the person that is for forgiveness and a great maximum, optimum, honorable reward. So these are qabil-e rishq mote. These are things we envy, obviously. We pray, we beg Almighty Allah to give us a death. But nobody in his right mind will say, Friday became important because of Sheikh Abul Hasan Nadwi. Nobody will say Ramadan became important because of Sheikh Abul Hasan Nadwi, Maulana. No. A person like that, you will say, is crazy. Now that's exactly what the Kufar Shia do. You must remember, our calendar starts already from the time Almighty Allah created the universe. And when Almighty Allah created the universe, and in Surah 9 verse 36 that is mentioned, then Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam came and expounded, elaborated and so forth. As mentioned in the Quran, chapter 16, verse 44, وَأَنزَلْنَا إِلَيْكَ ذِكْرًا لِتُبَيِّنَ لِلنَّاسِ مَا نُزِلَ إِلَيْهِمْ. We reveal to you, Ya Rasul Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, this reminder, this Quran, so that you explain to people in detail, لِتُبَيِّنَ لِلنَّاسِ مَا نُزِلَ إِلَيْهِمْ, what is revealed to them, وَلَعَلَّهُمْ يَتَفَكَّرُونَ, and remember that what they must wonder, ponder, and reflect over. Right, chapter 16, verse 44. Now look at the Kufar Shia, how they distorted the whole thing. When I had debates with them, and Alhamdulillah, thrice I debated here, twice in South Africa, once in Iran, always I beat them with Allah's help. So when I debated with the Kufar Shia, and I asked him, let us discuss today Muharram, min haythu tashayyu, and min haythu ahli sunnah. What you Shia say and what we Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah say. The tragedy is this. This is the tragedy. That so many Sunni people and Maulvis also, that I'll give you examples, many of them, they accept the Shia narrative. They accept the propaganda of the Shias. What do I mean by this? You try today, meet a Muslim, normal guy, a lady, our mothers, our sisters, ask them Muharram shuru tawanu, then Muharram is going to start and all that. So what must we do? He said, very important. You know why it's important? Because shahadate, shahadate Karbala, shaheed shahadate Hussein, and Sayyidina Hussein radiallahu ta'ala who passed away, and his martyrdom took place and so forth. That is distorting the facts. Remember that. Muharram became important the day Allah created the universe. Muharram became important when Almighty Allah revealed chapter 9 verse 36. Now what the Shia Kufar say? That no, Muharram had no importance, Allah forbid. But when 50 years after the demise of Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam, I went to Karbala, I went to Iraq in 2000. So you must remember, it was Ashura, 10th of Muharram. It was 61st year after the Hijrah, and Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam demise took place in the 11th year. So remember, plus minus 50 years. So then this martyrdom took place. So they say that the whole Muharram and Ashura only became important, significant because of Shahadat-e Hussein after the martyrdom of Sina. You will hear our Maulvis who say they are Sunnis, they also will say like that. See, when I came here to Lens, that is now over 20 years, so let's just say 20 years ago. So people used to ask me questions, ask where you got this. You see, it's written here in the Madrasa syllabus. I say, what, bring it on to see? See propaganda of Shias. So it's written there in our madrasa syllabus. Now maybe they changed it. So I got contact with some of them. I said, but how you allow this propaganda? In our madrasa kitab, Sunni madrasa kitabs, there are 340. I'll tell you what happened with me. So you must remember, it's written there that Qiyamah will occur on the 10th of Muharram. Till today you will hear the Maulana, the Imam, the Sheikh say this. Where's the dalil? Manidda ashayan faalayi dalil. There's no dalil, evidence, proof for it in Quran. There's no proof and evidence for it in authentic Sunnah. So how can you take a kafir Shia's propaganda and pass it off and say this is our belief? You see, you must remember the Shia's, their propaganda machine is a powerful machine. We Sunnis, we don't do that. So many Arab countries Sunni, so many Muslim countries Sunni. But when it comes to propaganda, then the Kufar Shia beat everybody. Understand? So I gave you that one example already, right? How they twist and distort the whole. We believe Sayyidina Hussein radiallahu anhu is Ahlul Bayt. We believe Sayyidina Hussein radiallahu anhu's manaqib virtues. We defend it, we speak of it. But to distort the facts and say Ashura became important because of Sayyidina Hussein, that is propaganda. And to say Qiyamah will occur on the 10th of Muharram, that is lies and fabrication. Another one. When I came here, there's now, suddenly I see in the masjid, it's written there, say Tuesday night, Wednesday night, whatever is Ashura. You know what happened on Ashura? So you must remember, they'll tell you all this. Nabi Adam alayhi salam's tawbah and repentance got accepted. Nabi Yunus alayhi salatu salam came out, you must remember, from the belly of the fish on that. And you must remember that Nabi Isa alayhi salatu salam, this happened to him. And then the first blade of grass grew on 10th Muharram. The first rain came down, 10th Muharram. Whole series, all lies. All mawdu'at. So when I had a debate with this kafir Shia, I told him, all this what you all say is all lies. Which kitab? He said, Kitabul Mawdu'at. I said, that's the point. You're such a jahil and an idiot. Mawdu'at means spurious, fabricated, concocted hadiths. And you come tell me you want to debate in this type of thing. So he felt very ashamed. So, but the tragedy is that we Sunnis, we are promoting all what the Shias Kuffar are saying. See, another one I give you. Why we don't say Imam Abu Bakr, Imam Umar, Imam Usman? Why we don't say that? Radiallahu anhu majma'in. They are much greater in rank and status than Sayyidina Hassan, Sayyidina Hussein, on all of them. That is the unanimous belief of the Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah. But the Shia propaganda is so effective and powerful. You will hear, when we went to madrasa, primary madrasa, then the ustad was teaching us Imam Hassan, Imam Hussein. We are not suggesting for a moment that to say Imam Hassan, Imam Hussein is not permissible. It's permissible. But we will say and pose this question to you. Why you don't use the word which Mustafa, Rahmatulil Alameen, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, use for Sibtay, for his wonderful, beloved grandsons while they were alive? What did Nabi alayhi salam say? Hadith in Bukhari Sharif, the Habib of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam addressing the Sahaba and saying, Inna bani hadha sayyidun. Inna bani hadha sayyidun. The Master alayhi salam looking at Sahaba, the Master alayhi salam looking at his grandson Sayyidina Hassan radiallahu anhu warda, who's buried there in Baqi, and looking at him. Remember, he was born in the 3rd year of the Hijrah and 11th year Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam demise takes place. So when the demise took place of the Master alayhi salam, he was 8 years old, and Sayyidina Hussein was 7 years old, because his birth Mubarak took place in the 4th year. So he means he was very young. And Nabi alayhi salam said, through this youngster, La Allah ay yusliha bihi baina fiyataini bi azimataini min al-Muslimin. Two big jamaats of the Muslim will be reconciled. And that happened in the year 41. Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu was martyred. Remember, on the 17th Ramadan, the year 40, Amirul Mu'mineen Sayyidina Hassan came. 41 started. He handed over the mantle of Khilafat and leadership to Amir Muawiyah radiallahu anhu. Everybody accepted Amir Muawiyah as the Khalifa, as the Amirul Mu'mineen. Sayyidina Hassan, Sayyidina Hussein all put their hand in the Mubarak hands, in the hand of Amir Muawiyah radiallahu anhu. So they chose. What did Nabi alayhi salam say? Inna bni hadha sayyidun. When the hadith in Tirmidhi, Al-Hasan wal-Husayn, Sayyida Shababi Ahlil Jannah. They are the Sayyids, the leaders of the youth in Jannah. So why not, O Ahlu Sunnah, give currency to the term which Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave currency to? Say Sayyidina Hassan, Sayyidina Hussein, speak the words of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. You speaking the words of the Kuffar Shias. They say Imam Ali, they say Imam Hassan, Imam Hussein, Imam, you must remember, Zainul Abidin, Imam Baqir, Imam Jafar. Do you know when the Kuffar Shia use this term, what do they mean? Do you even understand the connotation and ramifications and consequences? They mean that each one of them is Imam and Ma'asum. They are infallible Imams. I got 100 books of this Kuffar Shias, remember that. And everywhere they write infallible Imams. So we are giving currency to their word. Therefore, even the term Imam Mahdi, we don't like. We say it's permissible. But why you don't say Sayyidina Mahdi, Hazrat Mahdi? Mahdi radiallahu an. But this is again the powerful Shia machine. So always I say, Hamare Sunni bhi bahut sare Shia ban jate hai Muharram mein. So many Sunnis, their thoughts, their ideas, they become just like the Shias. You know, 1974, first time in my life I went overseas. So now to go study in Pakistan, Karachi. So now we students, so we're always looking for cheap, you know. So we travel by bus, we travel by rickshaw, we don't go by taxi expensive. So when we go with the bus or the third class, you know, and or the mini bus and all, like the taxis run around here. So then you pass the bioscopes and cinemas. You can see it, you're not blind or something. So Muharram come, then, wallahi, I never went myself to bioscope and all that day or whatever. So you must remember that you find on the bioscope, cinema, Muharram time, the first 10 days, black, big cloth around. So you ask the chief, ye kya hai? He said, nee, ye bioscope or ye cinema bhi ro raha hai. Can you understand the insult? The cinema is crying for the martyrdom of Sayyidina Hussein radiallahu anhu. You understand? So how they make propaganda and this type of, these are things I saw with my own eyes. So therefore we rule Shias 100% kuffar. You must remember, they insult Sayyidina Hassan, Sayyidina Hussein, Sayyidina Ali, Sayyida Fatima radiallahu anhu. And let me give you the biggest thing, and I'll give it to you from their kitabs. We don't speak from our pocket. Man qatala al-Husayn, who martyred Sayyidina Hussein? Inshallah, we'll discuss next week all about martyrdom and everything. This one, two ibarat I give you now. Ibarat means the text. The book is written by Sheikh Mufid. And remember, the book's name is Irshad. And there you must remember, we speak about Karbala. It is the day of Ashura, the 10th of Muharram. The year is 61. And Sayyidina Hussein, 72 of them are there, Ahlul Bayt and others and so forth. And from the sons of Sayyidina Hussein and all of them, you will find one's name Abu Bakr, one's name Umar, one's name Usman. All that nobody speaks about. Again, the propaganda of the Shias, not to disclose these names. So next week in detail, I'll explain all these things. Anyway, I just give you one here. So yeah, you must remember that Sayyidina Hussein, this is their book, Shia book. فَرَفَعَ يَدَيْهِ, he raised his hand. Who? Sayyidina Hussein radiallahu ta'ala an. وَدَعَى عَلَى شِيَتِهِ, and he made بَدْدُعَى, he cursed the Shias. The word Shia is mentioned there. وَدَعَى عَلَى شِيَتِهِ, and he made dua. اللَّهُمَّ إِمْ مَتَّعْتَهُمْ فَفَرِّقْهُمْ فِرَقًا, Ya Allah, if you give them life, then make them into groups and groups and splinter groups and so forth. Why? You said you're coming to help me, لِيَنْسُرُونَا, but now فَقَتَلُونَا, you kuffar Shias are murdering us. So who are the murderers? Who is? لَيْسَ الْخَبَرُ كَالْمُعَيَنَا, is hadith in Mishkat Sharif. When you witness an incident, you are the eyewitness. Is that person's verdict accepted? Or you come now 1400 years after and talk and all that? So obviously, Shias accept, we accept, you must remember, that the person who was an eyewitness to the whole incident of Karbala was Hazrat Zainul Abideen, Rahimahullah. They sent the books to me, the Kuffar Shia. When I was in Newcastle, I used to interact with them, and I used to write Abdul Qadir Husseini. So they were sure that this guy is a Shia, you know. So they used to send me. So in that book also is written. I still got it by me. So you must remember that Hazrat Zainul Abideen was very ill. So he survived, and he was the eyewitness and did not really participate. So he saw everything. So he told them, the Shias, أَخَذْتُمُ الْأَهَدَ وَالْمِيثَاقِ, you took a pledge from my father, ثُمَّ تَرَكْتُمُ وَخَزَلْتُمُ, and then you left my father, and so forth and so on. Then what you did, you are the ones. Tomorrow, بِأَيِّ عَيْنٍ تَنْزُرُونَ إِلَى رَسُولِ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهِ وَسَلَّمُ, which eyes you will see Nabi alayhi salam? How will you face the master? وَهُوَ يَقُولُ لَكُمْ, he, the master alayhi salam, will say, قَاتَلْتُمْ إِتْرَتِي, you murdered my grandson. وَانْتَهَكْتُمْ حُرْمَتِي, you desecrated our exalted rank. فَلَسْتُمْ مِنْ أُمَّتِي. Tabrasi wrote this. Go see. So you must, Shia scholar, we have the books. So you must remember that that is what they did. They murdered Sayyidina Hussein, rather than martyred him. And it's even written there, they admitted to that. And they said, قَاتَلْنَا عَلِيًّا وَبَنِي عَلِيٍّ بِسُيُوفٍ هِنْدِيَّةٍ وَرِمَاهِ. Yes, we murdered Sayyidina Ali. Yes, we murdered the son of Ali, Sayyidina Hussein radiallahu anhu. And we used the swords and the spears made from India. Ihtijaj is the book's name for Hazrat Zainul Abidin's incident, and Hazrat Zainul Abidin's sister, Fatima Sura, the daughter of Sayyidina Hussein. They are eyewitnesses. So that is what you need to understand. Not the propaganda that's going around today. So therefore, we have to understand our enemies are the Shias and the Kuffar. May Almighty Allah make us Pakka Sunnis. Pakka Sunnis, we uphold the flag of Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah. That is Quran Sharif, Sunnah Mubarakah, protect the honor and defend the Sahaba radiallahu anhum, believe in the Awliyaullah and follow the four schools. That in a nutshell is Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah.
Alhamdulillah, we return back to this program, and the next question is there such a thing called New Year resolution, Mufti Sahib? And what is the ruling of those who are silent on the Shia Kuffar, and what, and that we should be united?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. So yeah, you have a three-part question, and I look at my watch, we got 10 minutes, so let's squeeze everything in. In Islam, we don't have all these customs of the non-Muslims, New Year resolution and Father's Day and Mother's Day and Grandfather's Day and all. For us, every day we have to make tawbah. Every day we have to serve our parents. Every day, every night, we have to continue with the good deeds and abstain from the vices. See Quran what it's saying. وَتُوبُوا إِلَى اللَّهِ جَمِيعًا أَيُّهَا الْمُؤْمِنُونَ لَعَلَّكُمْ تُفْلِحُونَ. Surah 24 and verse number 32. So Almighty Allah is telling us, you must remember verse number 31. So Almighty Allah Jalla Wala is teaching us that turn to Almighty Allah Jalla Wala in Tawbah. أَيُّهَا الْمُؤْمِنُونَ, O you believers. So each one of us, remember, we have to make sincere Tawbah. And there's no person who's exempted and excluded as such. We all are included in this. So watubu ilallahi jami'a. They turn to Almighty Allah Jalla wa Ala, each one of you. And what must you do? That you must make sincere tawbah. Ayyuhal mu'minuna la'allakum tuflihun. Surah 24, verse number 31. Almighty Allah has mentioned. And see the Ahlullah. Alright, take the hadith first. First Quran, then hadith. Then you come to the Awliyaullah and so forth. So you must remember that what they say, that is, that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told Asina Burera radiallahu anhu, the hadith is mentioned in Tirmidhi Sharif, ittaqil maharim takun a'banan nas. Stay away from all the haram, haram speech, haram actions, haram places. Then you will be the greatest worshipper of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. The Ahlullah, the Awliyaullah say, kulla yawmin la ya'sillaha fi. Every day which you don't commit any sins, then for you, O individual, fawwa yawmu Eid. It is day of Eid for you. So that is what we must aspire therefore. Second one, and now I'm coming to very important discussion. We must remember it can be any person, Maulana, Sheikh, Sheikhul Islam, Sheikhul Hadith, whoever. In this day and this age, I'm repeating, in this day and this age. You see, if you go back 100 years, 70 years, 60 years, the books of the Shias were concealed, were hidden, and so forth. Now the Shias themselves, they propagate it. To just go to the internet, you will see all their books there and so forth. They want to propagate their ideas and ideologies and so forth and so on. So in this day and this age, when you know, they say the Quran Sharif contains, you must remember, 17,000 verses mentioned in Usulul Kafi. They cursing the Sahaba in every book of theirs almost and so forth. They are the murderers of Sayyidina Hussein radiallahu anhu. They reject our ahadith and so forth. So if people don't make takfir of them, what we'll call them? So you must remember that. We call them sellouts. We will call them, you must remember, why are they not saying? Now this brings us to the other topic. Today, write this day down. And what is the date today? You must remember it is the 5th of August. Is that correct, Mullah? Si. So today is the 5th of August. And remember it's 25th of Zulhijjah. So another sad day in the history of South Africa. Last year during Ramadan, this UKSA, you exclude Jamiat Natal and that one group that time from PE. So they withdrew and majority of the members went to become friends of the court to close the masjid. And you see what Allah says, Surah 2 verse 114, that lahum fi dunya khizyu wa lahum fil akhirati adabun azim. For them is disgrace in this world and a horrible, terrible, grievous punishment in the year after. And this is part of the disgrace. So again, they are the friends of the court. With who? With Lajnatul Kafirat. The woman legal center or whatever they call themselves, or circle or whatever, you must remember. And remember that we have our Lajnatul Nisa'il Muslimat, the women's forum, Muslim forum, and so forth. So we are 100% with them and so forth. So they went in with the kuffar. You go ask any attorney, you go ask any advocate, any senior counsel, that what will be the consequences, ramifications of this? The judgment will go in their favor because everything is fought according to the constitution. The judgment will only come after 5-6 months. I spoke to advocate senior counsel last night, Feroz Boda. He said normally like this, it will take 6 months or so. So anyway, but 90% we know the verdict will go. So it will be written in the books of history of South Africa that this UKSA closed, you must remember, our masajid in 2020 Ramadan. And in 2021 Zulhijjah, you must remember, they went again as friends of the court. And why? To make masakh of the Sharia, to subvert the Sharia, and to change the Sharia. Because now, when you say that you want to recognize Muslim marriages, it means what the consequences. A person must be a real fool to think that the consequences are excluded. So you must remember, it can't be excluded because you're speaking about the Women Legal Center and all of them. So they are the people who are, you must remember, they speak of feminism, they speak of constitution, they got nothing to do with Islam. So you are supporting and becoming friends of the court to propagate jahiliyyah. Afa hukm al jahiliyyati yabghun? Are they seeking the laws of jahiliyyah? Are you proposing the laws of kufr? This is kufr, 100% kufr. That they say that the men got the right of talaq in Islam. So why the woman don't have right? So the woman must also have right. So what is that? It's not kufr. So Islam says that the man, remember, well, the son will inherit double and the daughter single. They say no, they must be same amount. The proportion must be the same. So it must be equal and so forth. It's not kufr. So all this is kufr. So that is why we say UKSA, you must remember, and especially, I'm repeating again, the Jamiat Ye in Fordsburg, and that MJC in Cape Town and Darul Ehsan, because they are the main players in this. So, and the others, you must remember, are small parties and so forth. So anyway, what Jamiat Ulama KwaZulu-Natal will pull out, inshallah, this month or next month, whenever, but they will pull out, inshallah, Aziz. So they are out of the equation. So our challenge to them, to UKSA, I'm making this very clear, that I alone, with Allah's help and Allah's mercy, am challenging each one of you, MJC, Darul Ihsan, Jamiat, and bring whoever you want to. So we will debate live on air. I will be here in Markaz Sahaba studio. You can be in whichever studio you want to be. We debate the issue of going to the court to close the masjid. We debate the issue of going to the court for the recognition of Muslim marriages. We debate the issue of Shias. Why are you, UKSA, so silent on the issue of the Shias who are hoodwinking our people to 100% kuffar? You know why? Because you know the answer in your heart. Those people who are Shia sympathizers, they're giving you money. And therefore, they have sealed your lips. So if I'm wrong, then come and debate with me and say Shias are kuffar. That's my challenge to you. Especially the whole of UKSA, my challenge is to them. I'm prepared to go live on debate with you for 2 hours. I'm prepared to give you Sunday afternoon prime time. I'm prepared to give you Monday night Q&A prime time or any other time you want. It's your call. But I'm prepared to go and debate. You can come 100, you can come 50, any amount. I'll be alone with Allah's help and Allah's mercy. And we will debate these three issues. You're going to the court as friends of the court to close the masajid. We will debate that issue. Second on the agenda, you're going to the court as friends of the court to subvert the Sharia and destroy the Sharia. And third one, we will discuss that why we say Nukafiruhum. You want to debate in English, Urdu, Arabic, whatever, we find with us. Maimon, Gujarati, we find. Afrikaans, fine. So you must remember that. Nahnu Nukafiruhum. We say the 100% Kuffar Shia. And you say Shia lo Shia. You know Shia lo Shia? That when you speak Zulu, then they say Shia lo, leave it out. So that is your stance, UKSA. You say Shia lo Shia. That leave the Shias one side, don't speak about them. You are sellouts, you must remember that. You have joined the rank of the munafiqeen and hypocrites. And the ummah has seen through it. And therefore, our fatwa from last year is this. To read salat behind you is not permissible. To give you money and so forth is not permissible. And my challenge to all of you, UKSA, every one of you, individually, collectively, we prepared to go live debate on radio, 1 hour, 2 hours. You tell me when you're ready, and we prepared to go, inshallah al-Aziz. Allah Jalla wala protect us from the ulama who have sold the deen and sold their souls to the devil and shaitan. Next up, 12 o'clock news, then we will have, inshallah, Brother Yusuf Ali with the news. Thereafter, Mufti Hashim Bouda, reliance in Allah, tawakkul. Then, inshallah, report back the court case, and that is today. And very interesting, you should listen to it. It's Monday's repeat. And then 130 to 2, Surah Toba, verses 88 to 90. 2 to 3, Madrasa on AM on Zahid Khan. 3 to 3:30, the repeat of Q&A. And that is this morning's one. And then 3:30 to 4, the Sunnah way of, you must remember, of something about Husna Niyat, meaning that you must make good niyat, Sheikh Hanif Loharwi. And 4 to 5, the tolerance required in fulfilling the rights of everyone, Mawlana Abdulhak Magda. And then tonight, inshallah, you know, is Mawlana Arafat and Mawlana Salim Karim, inshallah, 8 to 10. Barakallahu feek. Salaamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
We say Jazakumullah to Mufti Sahib and all our listeners all over the world. And we head on for the news now. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Markaz Sahaba Online Radio, serving you wherever you are.